Okay, we are back, starting the second hour. And I hope you guys start calling in. The number is 844-769-2944. It's right there on the powerhour.com website. Can't miss it. Just call in with comments, opinions, questions. I'm game for any question. And also, if you have some critiques for me, man, it's been a long time since I've done a show. So yeah, do call in with your thoughts, and we'll hear you. I love interacting with other people. It helps me understand the world I'm living in. Sometimes it scares me, though. People get so dark and gloomy, and I do too. But you gotta be careful. You can't go down that hole if you're not also getting ready for it. You know, the worst case scenario. Okay, we got Chance from West Virginia. Chance, what do you got for us?
Yes, hello, Mr. Lipsman, sir. I'm telling you, I'm so happy I tuned in. I'm very impressed. You're my kind of man. You tell it like it is. You know, in this day and age, like yourself, you hinted, I'm so tired of these phony, wishy-washy, go-along-to-get-along people, you know, who always take the easy way out because they don't want to, quote-unquote, rock the boat. And, you know, these people are pathetic, and I would not ever want to be in a life-threatening situation with them even near me because I feel they're a serious hindrance to my very own survival. You know, I was so impressed with your opening, especially I'm a football fan, too, like you mentioned, large football fan. I think you said football.
Yep.
I gave it up, too, at the drop of a hat. I got tired of the crap. See, because I'm, like yourself, I'm willing to make a sacrifice. I don't just talk the talk, I walk the walk, like I sense in you. And I've noticed these other so-called patriot networks, they're coffee club clash conversations, and they're really insulting to my intelligence. That's why hearing your show today is a breath of fresh air. And I'd like to know, where else can I hear you and listen to you?
Well, you know, I was just talking about that with Todd, the producer of this show, and he asked if I was doing a podcast. I said, no, actually, I'm not. I mean, everybody else in the world is doing one. I've kicked it around. I think there's a link to a website I have over there, and I'm kind of thinking about doing something. If I get enough reaction, I might put together something. But I would want to do this. I want to have people call in and give their opinions because it helps me learn.
Well, sir, let me tell you, I for one admire you. Because from what I hear in these other so-called patriots is a bunch of nonsense. You know, you could just read through their insincerity, and it surprises me that other people can't see it neither. I don't sense that in you. I'm a good judge of character, I guess, because I've gotten screwed many times. So therefore, you know, you build up that wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, and here I got another example. You know, I'm getting so sick and tired of the so-called powers that be that want to take my tax dollars at the point of a gun or legal threats and then send them to other countries so that they can murder other ethnicities. You know why I resent that? Because that puts blood on my hands that I did not put there. They're making me an accomplice to their crime. And I have to say this. How am I going to explain that to my God when I die and meet my God? Am I going to say, well, I didn't know it? See, this is why I hate these wishy-washy people, because they put me in a situation where I have to worry. I have to pray for, and I pray for forgiveness for this. Because I say to myself, when I meet my God, how do I explain this? This was my money they used. They made me an accomplice to the crime to murder other ethnicities. They put blood on my hand. Nobody has the guts to say that. They go along to get along. And without righteous anger, Mr. Lipscomb, like you have, nothing will ever be resolved. People don't have the backbone, the guts, the wherewithal. I'm not saying everybody, Mr. Lipscomb.
Yeah.
But very few. And that's what sickens me. It makes me wonder if they're doing this for profit, for their own fame. What is the point? If they're doing that for those reasons, they're a waste of time and a hindrance. And once again, Mr. Lipscomb, I thank you very much for being the kind of person you are. I admire you, and God bless you, sir.
God bless you, too. Thank you for calling in. That, wow, what a call. Sure. Listen, I promise that's not my brother. I mean, that was the best compliment I've had in 10 years. But, man, hey, I've got another caller. It's Alan in Texas. How's it going?
Yeah, I guess I'm on here. Big John, I'll call you Big John because I actually met you one time when you made a foray down here to Fredericksburg, Texas.
Oh, yeah. And, beautiful city.
When you were selling seeds. You know, I've still got some of your seeds, and I'm still growing them in my garden. Damn good product that you sold. They were great for this climate. I think about you all the time. And, you know, last time I heard you, I remember you kind of got sick of the Patriot community. I remember your last broadcast. You had sent some lady a can of survival seeds, and she called and she was complaining because the can was dented, and you said, okay, we'll send it back to him. And she said, no, I'm not sending it back. I want you to send me a new can, another can. And you were just fed up with it. I remember your last broadcast, man. It's been a long time since I heard you. It's good to hear you back on the radio.
Man, well, thank you for that. I tell you what, when you start hearing from the listeners, you learn a lot, and when you're dealing with customers, that's a whole nother thing.
Chance calls the show that I do, and he's on fire. I pretty much agree with dang near everything he says. You know, I do miss hearing you, and when I heard your name, I was like, man, you know, it's like I think about you every spring when I pull my seed to have to go down and plant something in my garden. Been wondering what happened to you. I knew you were in Kansas last we heard, and I guess that's where you're still at and still trying to do what's right, I hope.
Still trying to do what's right in my life, and I'm growing a garden every year, and I've become quite a gardener. I appreciate that you're not just storing those seeds in the closet. You're actually planting the garden because that's what they're meant for. I was so frustrated when we contacted I think 1,000 of our customers and we said, "Have you planted in the last 3 years?" And you know, Alan, we only had like 100 people say that they had planted a garden, and I was thinking, what's the point? You know, you're going to wait till the end of the world and then plant a garden, and you're not going to understand how the stuff works. Just drove me crazy.
Oh, yeah. You're the Frelin Schluss and the rattlesnake beans and the Stonewall Jackson beans and the bloody butcher corn. Yeah, it's all good stuff, man. It all came up and it propagates, and I save my seed back, and year after year I'm replanting your seeds.
Wow. Well, excellent.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to call in and just chime in and say, you know, good hearing your voice again. I can understand you're I've been doing radio now for, you know, on a different network for, 5.5 years or so. And sometimes it does get a little frustrating. I wasn't trying to do the commercial side. I've dealt with the public before. And yeah, that's a tough situation. But, man, I always appreciated what you did. Good hearing from you. And I'll let some other callers come on unless you got something else you want to talk with me about.
Yeah, thanks for calling and saying what you said. I appreciate it.
Have a good day. Good hearing you, Ian.
All right. Ah, man. Yeah, Fredericksburg, Texas. I fell in love with that city the moment I entered it and walked down this long street where there were artists and all sorts of small businesses, and the people were just so genuine and nice. So I looked at my wife and I said, maybe we move down here. I mean, we love the weather. Of course, Kansas has pretty good weather up here. We're in the southeast part, so we have hills and woodland and streams and lakes and all sorts of stuff, like what you would see more of in Oklahoma. But we're happy here, and, you know, at 60 you start thinking, well, you know, I'm kind of where I am going to end. So, but we love it here. We have a lake that's just 1,000 feet from my property, and I don't really have any neighbors. They're all holiday neighbors. They come in from Wichita. They, you know, be here for a barbecue for a Memorial weekend, and then they're gone. I won't see them till Thanksgiving, maybe. And I say see them. I don't even mean that. I don't even see them. It's so wooded around here. Neighbors on each side of my 5 acres, I can't even see their houses. Even the guy across the street, he purposely built his, oh, it's probably only 100 feet off the county road, but I can't see his house. I've never seen his house, but I sure hear him over there working on it for the last 8 years. And but there's, you know, I've got one guy's a pharmacist. The other two are, you know, they work in the aerospace industry over there in Wichita. You know, they have Spirit and Boeing and Cessna and all that, Learjet. It's the hub and the go-to place to work if you're a machinist, but not for me. I've always been a entrepreneur, and you know, from time to time I had to go out and get a job because I had a family to feed, and whatever I was doing wasn't making the money, so I would go get a job, but I hated every moment of it. It just feels like I'm dying, you know, I'm just dying when I'm working for somebody else. And so I did that when we came out of Montana. I had to get a job, and, you know, I knelt down on my knees and I said, God, I got to do it, I guess, but you got to make it a good job. And it's crazy. The job I got was a real blessing. Hey, we have another caller, Randy in Kansas, and I have a feeling I know this gal. Hey, Randy.
Well, hello, stranger.
Yeah, man. Hey, everybody. This is
How are you doing, Dad?
I'm doing good. And let me introduce you. This is my oldest daughter, Randy. She grew up in that straw bale house out there in Montana and almost starved to death because her dad was a bad fisherman and a hunter and never had enough wood. But, yeah, what's on your mind, Randy?
Well, you know, I think you're a better fisherman and woodsman than you give yourself credit for. But, you know, listening on a couple of the past callers, and one, I agree, it's nice to hear you back on the radio. I don't want to bash anyone, but I just, you know, and you had mentioned this, touched on it, about how quickly everyone can go to dark places. And so I just wanted to, like, you know, one, maybe give the perspective that regardless of what's going on in the world, the evil, the darkness that is there, true power is persuading those to take action in lasting measures and not always in quick behavior or quick response. And so I think, like, it takes anger, you know, and that's a natural response to the terrible things that are going on in the world. But I wanted to also just ask, you know, besides, you know, not watching football or canceling subscriptions or, you know, and prepping for your family, what are the other practical applications that we're to take to persuade the world, which I don't think is going to take much persuasion. Everyone can see, like, we are the majority. We're just made to feel like the minority. But what are the practical steps that we take to start making change?
Well, gosh, folks, I must have raised her right. I would say speak up, be strong,
mm-hmm.
don't tolerate mm-hmm. being bullied. Don't tolerate it. Call it out mm-hmm. when you see it. Don't be mm-hmm. such a watcher. And
yeah.
for crying out loud, live your life. I want to end the show later about that very topic. It's about what's important in life. We need to be wise, and we need to know what's going on, and so that we can
mm-hmm.
use our conscience to come against it. But we've got to be an example
mm-hmm.
to our neighbor. You know, we can't just talk
yeah.
it. We got to live it. And you know that your mom and I have lived our philosophy, which is no matter
yeah.
how much money came and went, we still live mm-hmm. in a 600-square-foot self-built house, you know?
Yeah.
Keep it small,
yeah.
simple.
I agree.
And try to get out of debt is another big thing that I've always preached. So,
mm-hmm.
have you got any thoughts?
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And I think, like, you know, where this question is originating from is being sent, and I don't know if you've seen it, but recently Glenn Beck falling apart on the air. I don't know if you've seen that recently.
No, no. Uh-oh.
But he recently, yeah, I've been sent the clip several times. But, you know, he basically is like, there's wrong going on, and nobody's getting convicted, and nothing's happening. And he's like, where is everyone right now? Like, what are you doing? And I, you know, I felt like if he's to the point of being exasperated and frustrated and almost defeated, and he's getting paid to talk about this stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
Then imagine the level of frustration of, you know, real patriots that are genuinely concerned about what's going on in the world and want to take
yeah.
actions, but are hindering themselves from speaking up. And that in that anger and that frustration is just going to get built up and translate into, you know, negative behavior and not productive change. So
yeah, yeah. Wow, I did not know that about Glenn Beck. I've never been a big fan. I'm familiar with him.
Sure.
But, you know, I think it's, you know, I don't know if this is part of your point, but that's an example I would never express is despair.
Yeah. I agree.
We, you know, it is dark and stuff, but
yeah.
there's too much fight in me to fall to pieces
mm-hmm.
and be in despair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we got to be an example.
Exactly. And that, you know, when you think about, you know, whether it's any historical figure that's made big change all the way back to the founding fathers, like they took calculated and, you know, strategic moves, even if that did mean, you know, battle or arms, you know, taking up their arms, it was still a level-headed decision.
Mm. Yes. They knew where their line in the sand was. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
hey.
So glad to hear you on here again.
Hey, keep
And
taking...
I'm glad I finally got through. I've been calling for like 15 minutes, so I'm glad I finally got through.
Well, they didn't know you were a VIP. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'll get on Todd about that. Thanks for calling, Annie. Love you.
Thanks. Bye. Love you.
All right. She is a mother to three beautiful daughters, has a wonderful husband that is a great provider, and he's you know, aware of all the dark out there, and I kind of try to be a balance with him and say, hey, but you know what? It ain't over. These elitist politicians and corporate Mongols, they have been trying to crash this capitalist machine for a century. And I'm still free. You're still free. And it's still going. A lot of you are still working at a job because it is working. What we know won't work is their plan, the communist plan. Hey, be sure and support this show by making purchases at thepowermall.com, folks. It's important that this show continues. This is my only day here, but it's an important thing for me too. And get yourself right with your health mentally and emotionally and physically. Gosh, being 60, I'm starting to have those hip issues and knee issues, and yeah, I'm working on it though. Hey, we're going to take a little break, and then we'll finish up the last segment. Talk to you then.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were to drink it, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call, now more than ever. We need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Spring is here, and so are your allergies. That's why we have quercetin at a 15% discount, available at thepowermall.com. Quercetin, it's a potent antioxidant to support immunity and normal allergen response. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. 15% off quercetin this month only at thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Okay, we're back for the last segment, everybody. You know, that last caller was a pretty good call. That was my oldest daughter, Randy. And, you know, I did a show with her 12 years ago. I still have that, and I listen to it about every year because I just interviewed her without preparation or anything. I just asked her honest opinions of growing up in the mountains of Montana without electricity or running water or toys. She never had toys. We were too poor. We lived on about $2,000 to $3,000 a year. And that was because my wife would go in for a month or so a year and work at a laundromat. And I worked as a desk clerk at on a third shift when she wasn't working. And we'd make a few $1,000s, and that would get us by because everything else we grew. But that her and her sister learned to read and write and do math by lantern light. And when you think of something like that, that's a challenge, but it's pretty unique. It's a bragging right now for her. So we're happy we survived that off the grid, out in the wilderness thing. We have a lot of great memories. We sit around every once in a while and just kick around our memories of those days. And it's good for me to hear their perspective, because mine as a father was real stressful. You know, you guys are going to a job every day, man. I can't do that. You're tougher than I am. I can't do that, but you have consistency. There's a lot of comfort to come. in the garden was wiped out, and that happened. I mean, we'd cry, you know. And then you gotta dig, and you gotta plant, and it always worked out. Though it was like, I don't know, it always worked out. And then if I couldn't catch enough fish or any fish, that would really, I'd be so dejected. See, you were working 8 hours. And you would come home, and you know you're going to get paid for that day. I'd go out there fishing, and we had no food, and I would fail sometimes. And that was hard to deal with. Talked about feeling like a loser. And the same way with hunting. However, there was plenty of game around us. We had antelope come down through our property on our gulch. We had 20 acres up there and no neighbors for the first several years. And then people started to move in, you know, a quarter mile away and stuff. And that was the life, though. But it's not what people make it out as. And it's not what TV makes it out as. You know, and it's not that they're pulling the wool over your eyes all the time. It's that they have to edit the show down to, you know, 45 minutes. And you're just going to put in the stuff that's worth watching, whether that's fail or, you know, succeed. But, you know, there's a lot more failure than there is success. And such is life, right? Even Buddha said, life is suffering. It took him a long time to figure that out. I figured that out when I was about 23. But it's an interesting choice, and I just want you to know that. Hey, you think it's good? You know, if things crash, you're going to go out there in the wilderness, and you're going to be okay in your tent. Just my suggestion is, don't let it get that bad, you know. Prepare, but don't let it get that bad. Stand up. Make your voice known. And just like my daughter mentioned, is we're the majority. I'm telling you, this communist, socialist movement of the populace, I want to tell you what's really going on. Yeah, nobody's told you this. Yeah, this is new, and it's true. They flood a corporation that has done something that they don't like. But see, they have forums that are maybe a quarter of a million people go on there once in a while. But they probably have 10,000 people that are on there every day and that are really active. And these are all little ugly communists, right? And so they go, hey, let's go after this company because they did this. And they flood them with emails, but they have multiple accounts. And so they might send 8,000 emails, or there might be 8,000 people, but they have maybe 10, 20 email accounts. And so they look like they're huge in numbers. And that's why the corporations bow down to them. They're like, oh, my gosh, 25% of our customers are pissed. We better do what they say. But it's not 25%. And every time they come against our conservative values and we start to get angry and say, well, I'm not going to shop there no more. And unfortunately, we're not organized. Conservatives are not smart enough to organize. If we organize, we'd be in control, baby. But what we do is we sit back and we allow them to do whatever they want, you know, change their policies and blackball us and stuff. But there's enough of us, you know, 10%. That are active and that rebel against that company and just stop shopping. And that tiny 10% of us and they end up over time reversing their position, right? And so what if we all reacted? They would see that we're the communist socialists are, and Democrats, they're really, the Democrats that are following that agenda have been jumping ship for years. But they're off now. It is only 15, 20% of the population of Americans. But they're presenting it as though it's 55% because they want a majority. But it's all myth. And so you and your neighbors are allowing yourself to be bullied by ugly, weenie-armed minority. Spoiled brats. Ugh. How are you going to live with yourself when you come to realize that? I don't know. But it's true. They're a vast minority, and yet they're gonna stay in control as long as we don't react. We stay polite. We're going to be in the woods in a tent, starving to death. That's where it's going to end. So you might as well gather yourself and voice it. Voice it now. Be strong about it. And you know, when you, there's this guy who has a YouTube channel. His name is Steve Isdall. Now, he does the Bigfoot thing. He just started it 2 years ago. He's one of the world's renowned hunting guides. And he's encountered Bigfoot like 3 times. And he finally just said, okay, I'm going to share something I've kept secret. And so he shared his story. Well, he gets 6 million downloads a month. And he's only been doing it 2 years. But he's a, whether you believe in Bigfoot or not, isn't the point. This guy's a straight shooter. And it's at How to Hunt is the name of the YouTube channel. But this guy's such a straight shooter, he just draws to himself millions of people. And not all of them believe in the Bigfoot, but they just, you know, they love hearing somebody that's strong and that knows what they stand for. And he's very anti-government. He's on our side. He's one of us. He just lives in Canada. But that's what you got to become. You got to become that strong person. Like the 2 men that called in earlier, West Virginia and Texas, man, those are strong men. And that's what we're missing. We're missing the voice of our strong males. And what we get when we don't do it, when we don't participate, is what we get is the meek, the sellout, the guys that haven't been there and done it. You can tell from a person if they've had hard times and they've overcome it. You can tell. You know, I sold heirloom seeds because I grew an heirloom garden in Montana. I still live in a small house because that's my philosophy. We don't have to. But I discovered who I was, and I'm following that. And you need to find out who you are and follow that. But don't be meek. Be strong. Because you invigorate other strong men. And pretty soon, we're a force. And when we're a force, they have to deal with us. I live around a lot of ranchers. And so cattle's a pretty big thing out here. And this cowboy friend of mine came up to me recently, and he said he wanted to know, you know, if I thought the government was going to take our guns. And I said, no, never. And he was shocked. And he said, well, heck, I think they're passing laws and brainwashing the police and the military right now to come against us. And I just laughed. And I said, Clinton, Obama, Biden, and whoever comes next, is they will always talk a good, scary story when they're running for office. But when they get elected, they pass like magazine size, right? You remember when they did that? And then that only was good for like 10 years or something, and then it faded out of law? That's what they do. Why? Why is it? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they're scared to death to cross my line. I don't know where yours is, but that's mine. And they don't want to deal with guys that are aware of their dark side, that have drawn a line. They have no chance against us. That's why they're so careful and they're so manipulative. They're afraid of us. What are you doing acting meek? It's shameful. It's embarrassing. We got to rise up. We got to organize. And organize not to march down the street with guns. We got to organize and stop shopping at Walmart. We gotta stop watching sports, no matter how much we love it. It just gives you more time to live your life when you let that stuff go. Man, I have so much. I haven't had a television most of my life. I mean, I have a TV. It just doesn't work. And it's in the garage right now. It's like, oh, and I had another one before that, but I just gave it away to Jesse, a neighbor of mine, yesterday. It's because it has no value to me. There's nothing on television that interests me. What it does is I'll end up gravitating over to the news, and then I'll get all angry. And that doesn't do me any good. I know what they're up to. I've known it for 30 years. You know it. I'm prepared. I hope you're prepared. But let's draw our line in the dirt, and when it gets crossed, then off with their heads, right? That's what the peasants have always done, and we're the peasants. Let's be honest. We're the peasantry, and they're the royalty, and throughout history, everywhere on this earth, the common folk get oppressed to the point that they have had enough, and then they rise up, and they start finding their dark side, and they grab their machetes or their revolver, and they, or their rake and shovel, and they hunt them down and off with their heads. And that has happened so often throughout history on every continent, in every nation. That's why they're scared. And that's why they have to have conspiracies. And they protect themselves with law. They believe that law is superior to right and wrong. And so they make it lawful to do terrible things. Right? And that is because the law drives their conscience. It doesn't drive mine. Look, nobody in this area that I live ever listened to my Don't Tread on Me radio show. And they're not listening today. But even if they were, I would say this. I haven't had a driver's license for 31 years. I drive everywhere. And I'm going to tell you another secret. Every 4 years, there comes in a new sheriff. And every sheriff and his deputies, there's like three deputies in this county. It's a huge county. There's only three deputies and a sheriff. They all know I don't have a driver's license. Why? Because when I went to Montana, I let it expire, I think the first or second year, and I just said, I know how to drive. I'm a good driver. I'm not going to submit to them on that issue. Now, it's an issue, right? I mean, it hampered me when I had my business, my survivalist seed business, right? Money would go into the bank, and I couldn't get it out because I wouldn't show the bank my ID. They thought it was hilarious, and I did too. So my kids and my wife had to get the money out to pay the bills. I wasn't allowed to get my own money. And I have never had a checking account except that business account for about 5 or 6 years. Yeah, so there are lines. There's not just one line. There's many lines, right, of not willing to participate. And I have many lines, but then there's that one line. And I am not going to be a servant under a communist regime. And I'm not going to give up my freedom. And my freedom is protected by my guns. And I don't need a law to tell me it's okay. Everybody's all up in arms about that Second Amendment. I'm telling you guys, it doesn't mean anything to me. That's going to shock you. You can take that and burn it. I don't give a crap. I ain't giving up my guns because I love my freedom. So, hey, we're coming to the end of the show here pretty soon, and I wanted to share something with you. As I was interviewed a decade ago, I think. It was towards the end of my radio career, and it was a newspaper out of Tulsa, and back when newspapers were still paper, right? And the reporter hated that I was self-sufficient, and that's what I preached on my show and stuff, just resented it. And so he hated that I thought for myself. I could tell that by what he asked. But anyway, he asked me, so if the world was going to end tomorrow, John, let's say an asteroid was going to strike the Earth and it was a done deal. It wasn't going to miss us. It was going to hit us. And that it was big enough that humanity couldn't survive it. What would you do? Now, he knew I was a conspiracy theorist, right? And he lumped me in with a bunch of nuts, right? And I'm not a nut. I'm me. And I said the same thing I say to all of you right now. And this is the most important thing I'm saying today. Is if an asteroid was going to wipe out humanity tomorrow, today, I would mow my lawn. I would feed the songbirds. And I would finally paint the backs so. And a lot of us in this movement get caught up in the bad stuff that has happened and the bad stuff that is going to happen. Well, not all of it happens. And sometimes the past is exaggerated, because when you look at yourself, you're still free. You're free of mind and body and spirit. And so use it. All the dire stuff has been with us forever. Yet here we are. I mean, it rains and it shines, right? Live free, because too many of you live in a mental prison, and that's your problem. You live scared, and you live expecting the worst. Don't expect the worst. You live suffocating under that and suffering. And it's just mental. It's not actually physical. Anyway, go out and get some fresh air, and don't listen to the socialist Marxists in your head. They're already in front of you. Thanks for being here. Have a good one. Stay free.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.